Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
You know how I hate geese?
You loathe geese.
I have a story that's going to prove once and for all that geese are the devil's playground.
Okay.
Trust me.
I have a story about a guy that's wearing a t-shirt that says don't do drugs and then gets to wonder what he got arrested for.
Can I guess?
Okay.
Slacker and Steve's stories of stupendous stupidity.
My story comes out of my home, my motherland, North Dakota. 40-year-old guy named Esquel Robles in North Dakota.
Esquel!
That guy. He was already on, he was driving down the road when apparently he was pulled over on a routine traffic stop.
Oh boy. That's always the way.
It is.
Got a tail light out
right
there, Esquel!
Ah, never fails. The officer searched his vehicle, found a baggie containing meth and a spoon containing meth residue. That's when the officer looked at what the shirt that Robles was wearing and it says, don't do drugs. He appreciated the irony.
That's
locked
ironical,
up.
All right.
Yes, yes.
Don't wear that shirt when you're
doing.
What are you doing?
Right. He was arrested for possession of methamphetamine and false advertising on his shirt. So he
do drugs.
This will get buzzed.
I made you say do. You're an idiot, there,
right.
Esquel. But I will say this: isn't the Dakotas? Isn't that pretty much? It's like the national snack.
Yes.
All right, so I got a story out of Germany!
Yeah!
So a guy broke into a store!
Okay.
Here's the sound of him breaking in. Once inside, he stole some merchandise.
Uh-oh.
He got away scot-free because there's no alarm.
Nice!
Yay!
Woo.
You got away. As he began to leave, he ripped his jacket on a nail.
Oh, what?
That's okay. Except it was a down jacket filled with goose feather.
Okay. So we know.
Down jacket. Goose feather. Get down. I know that's a duck, but I don't have a goose sound.
Okay.
As he walked home with his down jacket releasing goose feathers.
Oh, no.
The police came to the scene of the crime. Said, follow the goose. Get to the chopper. They followed a trail of feathers to the man's house and arrested him.
Oh, man.
He would have got away with it if it wasn't for geese.
Right, the filthy rival.
This is why geese need to die.
Okay.
Get down.
It's
have we established that Arnold's not even from Germany?
Well,
I think he's from Austria.
But, you know.
It's still funny.
You're right. Yes,
right?
Yes.
All right, those are all the stupid people we can find for today.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.